Tracy Barnett works as a professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the National Research Institute, as well as the Sainte-Justine University Hospital Research Centre, both in Montreal, Canada. She's investigated the relationship between the built environment and overweight and obesity in children.
One thing that we noticed is if you compare across various neighbourhoods, there is quite a variation in the prevalence of obesity. And this would be over and above certain individual factors. If you correct for those factors, you still see these differences. So it suggests that there is something at the neighborhood level that could be driving these differences. The idea was to try to identify or pinpoint which characteristics would be most important, most salient, potentially, to determine the likelihood of being overweight or obese. We limited a neighborhood around children's homes. And so we defined the neighborhoods various ways, which could have been, for example, a walking network around the house up to 500 meters. We did a very detailed audit of the street segments. We visited all of the parks that were within approximately 1 kilometer of the house when they lived close to their school. And so we had teams of observers that essentially went and described many facets of the micro and meso environment, if you will. Things related to the sidewalks, to the infrastructures, to things that help pedestrians, to things that slow down traffic. We also had a geographic information system, or a GIS, where we got broader indicators, for example, the average income in a certain neighborhood, the average education, also things related to the road network, connectivity, land use mix. In other words, are there many shops and various destinations and things you can do in your neighborhood, or is it entirely residential with very little that you can do? Are they streets where you can easily get from one place to another, or are you more in a design where you're sort of in a suburban prison and really would have to take your car to get anywhere to do anything?
What were the main findings of this analysis?
We measured a huge number of variables, of course, I think well over 300, and ended up having three factors that really emerged as being important. One of them had to do with the walkability on a broader level. Again, it has to do with having many destinations, a variety of things in your neighborhood, how walkable it is in terms of intersections, and you can easily get from one place to another. Another factor had to do with traffic, vehicular traffic in particular, how many streets and the actual road lengths and the proportion of roads that had heavy traffic, what was the volume of traffic going by. And then the third one had to do with pedestrian aids. You know, if you had some zebra crossings and if you had dedicated lights and lots of speed limits that were making it easier to walk, or, you know, buffers between the sidewalk and the street and things of this nature. What we found was that the neighborhoods that were described by the worst profiles in terms of vehicular traffic and not very good in terms of pedestrian aids, that's where we were most likely to find the more obese children. This was even after controlling for social factors such as the average neighborhood education or income, taking into account both of their parents' body mass index, their pubertal status.
So what are the main implications and lessons from this study?
There are important inequities in the opportunities that children have depending on where they live, and in other work that we've done also where they study and where they play. Some will afford many opportunities to be active and others less. Their neighborhoods as well. Some will have been designed for walking and walking to school and others will not because they're simply not safe enough. So the first thing is to be aware of this so that we can start to think about how we can best address it. This is not something that can be changed overnight, but I think if we have a well-thought-out, structured approach and we're aware of it, we can at least opportunistically start to do very simple things that'll make our environments or neighborhoods more walkable. There are some neighborhoods that have been really proactive with this, that have made their neighborhoods extremely bicycle-friendly, have tried to make it difficult to drive through their neighborhoods. These are the types of findings that are important to communicate. That's little steps. For example, just making the neighborhood around the school a little more accessible and safer. Within 1 to 2 kilometers around a school, the children would be expected to walk to school. So let's make sure that most of them are doing that.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition, and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.